Toronto's Zoomer Radio Glass Tiger. I'm still searching on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. So pumped to welcome the girl from North Shore High who took down the school's queen bee and then became a bit of a bee herself, if you know what I mean. English Bernhardt plays sweet turned saucy Katie Heron in the hit Merva show Mean Girls. Welcome to the morning Zoom, English. I love your first name. It's very beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. First of all, sweet turned saucy is my new tagline. I love that. And I appreciate you. You know, I like the name English now, especially being in theater. There are not many of us, and people normally think that it's a stage name. But I will tell you, growing up in high school with mean girls of my own high school, yeah, English was not the cool name to have. So I like it now.
Sam and I saw the production of Mean Girls at the Princess of Wales on opening night, and we both loved it. We were all smiles the entire night.
We were so excited to be here. The audience was just electric. So you're very kind to come. We feel honored and lucky to be here.
The story is so relatable, English, like peer pressure, bullying, the desire to fit in, awkward boy moments, all of it, right? I mean, we sit there, yes, and we reminisce, or, you know, or it's triggering, one of the two.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and Mean Girls, it is set in a high school with all of the technology, a.k.a. mobile phones of today. But it is a universal theme. Like for us women in our 50s, we experienced some of that way back in our high school days. Talk to us about how this production bridges the generations.
I agree with you. I think the fact that they incorporated technology into this production is so important and is so relevant because it is such a huge part of our culture and children growing up, in that you are exposed to this other world that can be really harmful if you don't know how to handle it correctly. You know, things get shared on the internet, and then once they're out there, you don't have any control over getting them back. But for people of other ages that are not currently in high school or dealing with those same challenges, you know, I think we all struggle with trying to fit in and doing things to change ourselves to be more well-liked. That you shouldn't have to is the sad truth. You know, if you feel confident in yourself and know that what makes you different and unique and beautiful is what makes you so special, then you shouldn't have to do that to be, you know, accepted in groups, in neighborhoods, in jobs. So I think that this show teaches me lessons like that constantly, daily. And I do really think it is a show for all.
Just on a personal note, did you relate to your character? Were you that girl? Were you maybe,
yes,
the tougher girl? Like, who were you in high school?
Oh, I was very much that girl. Like I said, honestly, before with the name thing, you know, that kind of set me up for success, having a name that people could very easily make fun of. And I was also that girl that I wanted to kind of be friends with everyone. I wanted to do everything. I wanted to be on the track team. I wanted to be the homecoming queen. I wanted to be in the choir. So I was just struggling to find my way, I think, looking back on it, because I didn't feel solid enough in myself to know which group I wanted to be in, or I didn't need a group, that I could just be on my own and make different friends. So I absolutely relate. And, you know, the beautiful thing about Katie is that at the end of the day, she comes back to herself. She figures out who she is, something that I think is a beautiful, beautiful storyline for a character that I feel very privileged to be able to tell every night.
English, in addition to Mean Girls being a relatable story, it is a phenomenal musical. How much fun is this,
yes,
production for you?
It is so much fun. You know, they have written some unbelievable music. I actually started this show. I opened the tour in 2019 as the standby for Katie Heron, Regina George, and Janis Sarkeesian. So there are not many songs in that production that I have not sang. So it is really, really an incredible musical and piece of art to be a part of. And it's just gorgeous. What I love about the show is that it feels like there are lots of different styles of music and types of numbers. And, you know, there's tap numbers and there's sweet love songs and there's big belting, you know, 11 o'clock numbers and like incredible instrumentals underneath us. And one of my favorite things I used to do when I was standby and not on the stage every night was sit in the orchestra pit with my headphones on, listening to all of the instrumentals that we don't get to hear up there on stage. So it is an incredible show to be a part of. And is such a spectacle. You know, the costumes and the LED screens and the lights, it really is a very grand production to see, but also to experience and be in real time.
Mm-hmm. And we're feeling like Toronto really loves you, and we hope you have a fantastic run through November the 27th. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
English Bernhardt plays Katie Heron in the hit Mirvis show Mean Girls, on stage now at the Princess of Wales Theatre. And Spencer, now checking your drive.